Chapter 49, Promotion. Do not act the part of a salesman in the house of God. I was shown that if the moral and intellectual faculties had not been clouded by wrong habits of living, ministers and people would have been quick to discern the evil results of mixing sacred and common things. Ministers have stood in the desk and preached a most solemn discourse, and then by introducing merchandise, and acting the part of a salesman, even in the house of God, they have diverted the minds of their hearers from the impressions received, and destroyed the fruit of their labor. Ministers are to promote missionary work in all lands. No one who has given his life to God's work as his minister, lives for self. His work is to follow Christ, to be a willing agent and co-worker with the Master, receiving his Spirit day by day, and working as the Savior worked, neither failing nor being discouraged. He is chosen of God as a faithful instrument to promote missionary work in all lands, and he must ponder well the path he follows. Publications. All can aid the cause by giving means for the publication of periodicals, but all cannot be teachers of the word in the pulpit. The individual duties of different persons vary, but there is work for all to do. All can aid the cause by giving unselfishly of their means to help the various branches of the work, to furnish means for the publication of tracts and periodicals to scatter among the people, and disseminate the truth. Churches should realize it is their duty to obtain subscriptions for our periodicals. We now have great facilities for spreading the truth, but our people are not coming up to the privileges given them. They do not in every church see and feel the necessity of using their abilities in saving souls. They do not realize their duty to obtain subscribers for our periodicals, including our health journal, and to introduce our books and pamphlets. Those who feel they cannot afford church papers, do manage to afford secular papers. There are those who profess to be brethren who do not take the Review, Signs, Instructor, or Good Health, but take one or more secular papers. Their children are deeply interested in reading the fictitious tales and love stories which are found in these papers, and which their father can afford to pay for, although claiming that he cannot afford to pay for our periodicals and publications on present truth. Every family should have the Review. Even if the church must provide the subscription to poor families, the Review and Herald and the Signs of the Times are cheap papers at the full price. The Review is a valuable paper. It contains matters of great interest to the church and should be placed in every family of believers. If any are too poor to take it, the church should, by subscription, raise the amount of the full price of the paper and supply the destitute families. In gathering follows the example of Nehemiah, who solicited from non-Israelites able to give. Letters of inquiry have come to me regarding the advisability of carrying out the harvest in gathering plan. In answer, I would refer all to the example of Nehemiah. When about to journey to Jerusalem with the hope of restoring the walls about the stricken city of his fathers, he frankly told King Artaxerxes of the work he contemplated doing, and requested help to ensure the success of the enterprise. He obtained a letter to the keeper of the king's forest in the mountains of Lebanon, directing him to furnish such timber as would be needed for the wall of Jerusalem, and the buildings that were to be erected, and the means which he lacked, he solicited from those who were able to bestow. In gathering can both help missions and win to the truth those who give. In the providence of God, those who are bearing the burden of his work have been endeavoring to put new life into old methods of labor, and also to invent new plans and new methods of awakening the interest of church members in a united effort to reach the world. One of the new plans for reaching unbelievers is the Harvest in Gathering campaign for missions. In many places, during the past few years, this has proved a success, bringing blessing to many, and increasing the flow of means into the mission treasury. As those not of our faith have been made acquainted with the progress of the third angel's message in heathen lands, their sympathies have been aroused, and some have sought to learn more of the truth that has such power to transform hearts and lives. Men and women of all classes have been reached, and the name of God has been glorified.